I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Today, news broke that the two major party candidates in Montana's special election for Congress have had tax liens filed against them in the past. The Associated Press says that, quote, a group seeking to influence the May 25 special election, unquote, gave them information about liens against Democrat Rob Quist. The Democratic Party responded by providing information about Republican candidate Greg Gianforte. The lien against Gianforte was for $3,600 and dates to 1993 in New Jersey. The Gianforte campaign declined Montana Public Radio's request for an interview on the topic today. The liens against Rob Quist are for about $15,000 for the tax years 2007, 2011, and 2012. They're from the state of Montana, and Quist settled them last May.
I'm happy to talk about this.
Rob Quist.
You know, in the wake of the Great Recession, you know, like a lot of Montana families, my wife and I were forced to make some difficult decisions that, and we were stuck with, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills, and I was unable to keep insurance coverage.
Quist says the big bills he was stuck with were due to a botched gallbladder surgery in 1996. He had health insurance at the time, but says he was unable to keep it afterwards because he had a pre-existing medical condition. He had to pay for additional surgeries out of his own pocket.
To mitigate this, you know, we went as far as to try to sell off half of our ranch to cover the cost. But there was a dispute over the property line, and that led to a lengthy legal dispute. You know, with a too-big-to-fail bank, and that prevented us from selling the property until just recently.
Quist declined to name the bank because he says he's now finalizing an out-of-court settlement with it that'll allow him to pay off a $10,000 loan that he defaulted on as a result of his medical bills.
But now this is all taken care of, and it's all being settled, you know, so this is really a non-issue in my opinion.
What is an issue, Quist says, is...
These are things that people face every day, you know. I think... Multimillionaires like Gianforte have no idea about the consequences that people face every day. And in a lot of ways, you know, we have a society that puts profits ahead of people with our health insurance, you know, with our too-big-to-fail banks, you know, that won't work with people.
It's unclear what impact, if any, the news of Quist and Gianforte's tax liens will have on the race for Montana's House seat. Neither the Montana Republican nor Democratic parties responded to our requests for comment for this story. I asked Quist if he told Democratic Party leaders about his tax liens prior to the party's convention in March, in which he won the nomination to be its candidate for the House seat.
Well, you know, I think I spoke to the fact that I had some issues, and as soon as I won the nomination, I was very frank with them about that. So they were aware of it. But the thing is that they didn't feel like it was a problem because they said, you know, Greg Gianforte has tax liens on his that he is dealing with. You know, so that's you know, that they didn't feel like that was going to be an issue.
But you didn't make party leaders aware of it until after you were named the nominee, correct?
I think that's correct.
Both Quist and Gianforte have filed financial disclosure documents with the U.S. House of Representatives. You can find links to those on our website, mtbr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.